Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. RentersWarehouse.com.
Truckers, the industry is changing. Schneider is ready. Are you? The electronic logging device rule goes into effect December 18th, and millions of drivers will be impacted. Don't get left behind. Schneider has used e-log since 2010. Also, automated transmissions are growing in popularity. Now over half of Schneider tractors are automated, and all new trucks will be automated. When the industry changes, it pays to be with an industry leader. Search all driving jobs in your zip code at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Tonight, it's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game one, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
4:01, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves will feature multiple top NHL draft choices this upcoming season, be there October 14th for the home opener as they defend their Central Division title. Tickets starting at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. And for all you clamoring for a quarterback change by the Bears, well, Christmas has come early for you because Mike Glennon is out and Mitch Trubisky is in, as John Fox has elected to have Trubisky start 1 week from tonight against the Minnesota Vikings, and Fox will be on the coaches show on our sister station WBBM tonight at 6:30. We'll have the Washington Kansas City game in the NFL right here on The Score this evening. In baseball, it's a day of rest for the Cubs, and then it's three straight days of workouts, two at Wrigley, one in Washington, and then a game on Friday night, and Joe Maddon feels his team will be revved for Friday night and energized.
I'm counting on our guys. I've used the term adrenaline junkies, and I think that's pretty appropriate. I mean, I feel the same way about me. So it's just have the guys, I'm saying by Friday night, lining up, they'll be ready to roll.
And Maddon will be on with Spiegel and Parkins. That's tomorrow at noon. The wild card games are set for Tuesday and Wednesday. In the American League tomorrow night, it's the Twins and Yankees in New York. Then Wednesday evening in Arizona, the Rockies and the D-backs. And in hockey, the ageless Jaromir Jagr skates on. He signs a one-year deal with the Calgary Flames. Small business never slows down, so Dell's dedicated U.S.-based advisors are ready to help with tech solutions tailored to your business, like finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BY-DELL to connect with a Dell advisor today. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Mecum Auction Chicago, October 5th to 7th in Schaumburg. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Cubs. Our next game on The Score Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals in the postseason, and it begins with Mark Grody's pregame show at 5:30, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper. Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Al Mora back. He is at the wall. He leaps. He caught it. He caught it, Al Mora. just robbed Matt Adams of a game tire.
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Cubs finished the regular season 92-70. The winners of the NL Central.
Lynn Casper with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Len Casper's on Twitter, at Len Casper. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. As we welcome Len, we do have the latest update, by the way. This is from TMZ that is now reporting that...
Wait a minute.
Tom Petty is not yet dead. The report that the LAPD confirmed the singer's death is inaccurate. The family does have a do not resuscitate order on him. He is not expected to live much longer, but at this time he is still clinging to life.
Wait a minute, he's not dead.
And right. With that, we bring in Len Casper.
I'm just trying to make sure we get this right, because
no doubt.
CBS, NBC,
A couple of outlets have killed him.
Some other major outlets, yes. and it's not looking good,
right.
But we're trying to get the story right. All right.
Len, the fun time begins now.
Well, that's quite a segue.
Yeah, there's your intro.
Yeah, well, it's terrible news. I don't know how you guys feel about Tom Petty, but I was, a huge fan of his, and 66, right? Too young.
Yeah, and I mentioned before, there are people who might not have been huge fans of his, but I don't know any music fan that didn't like him or appreciate what he was doing. It was just, for that entire catalog, he gave enough that everybody has at least one song that they think is really good.
Absolutely. One of the great American rockers of all time, for sure. So let's talk about happier stuff.
Yes, and that is the fact that the Cubs have all this downtime to get healthy, to work on things, and plenty of time for the decision makers to hash out how they're going to set this whole thing up. So, we've talked about it before, but now it's real, and now they're actually looking at it. We've got some more performances to factor in here. How do you think the pitching staff is going to set up when they get out of that room on Wednesday?
Yeah, it's still, I feel like I have an idea of how it might go, but I think that those decisions really haven't been finalized yet, which is really interesting, due to a number of reasons. I think, Jake Arrieta's hamstring would be one of those, although I got a pretty good report yesterday that he was feeling a lot better, so that's good news. My guess would be Lester and Hendricks will go 1 and 2, in Washington, probably in that order, but I don't know. They could go Kyle 1, Lester 2. The bottom line is that the first two game starters matter a lot, because those guys would theoretically be available for game 5. So you have those two guys in the first two games, and then Quintana Arrieta or Arrieta Quintana in 3 and 4. My hunch would be that John Lackey will be on the Division Series active roster as a long reliever or even a short reliever, and, to kind of be a backup if Arrieta all of a sudden has an issue and might have to leave a start early. So that's how I think they'll set up the pitching in general terms. And then the other big discussion is going to be the lineup. I don't think it's going to be a lineup that we'll see exactly stay the same throughout this series, particularly against the lefty Gio Gonzalez. You've got moving parts in Happ and Almora and Jay and Zobrist and Schwarber, and finding a way to get all those guys into the lineup and possibly only two spots to do it.
So how does Max Scherzer's hamstring affect the calculus as well?
Well, it sounds like he's going to end up probably starting where Dusty had him originally slated, and it'll either be Strasburg, Scherzer, Gonzalez, or Scherzer, Strasburg, Gonzalez. My gut would be Strasburg maybe 1, Scherzer 2, Gio 3. That's a pretty formidable trio for the Cubs to face, but I was looking at a couple of numbers today. As great as the Nationals' offense has been this year, the Cubs passed them in runs per game right at the end of the season. Both teams scored just over 5 runs per game. The Cubs did outscore their offense from last year, which I anticipated they would. I didn't know how by how much, but I think last year was like in the 4.8-something range, and this year like 5.07. So by the end of the year, even though this team struggled offensively in the first half, it ended up being a very good year.
Baseball wisdom says you can fix a bullpen. There may be some things that you can't and you got to live with and work around, but it's always been a good team can use resources to fix a bullpen, and I'll be damned if the Nats didn't do it. So this is a team that it knew exactly what was wrong, and Dusty maybe had to knock on some doors and pound a fist on some desks, but Mike Rizzo got him some guys that are even or ahead guys, high leverage guys that the Cubs will have to handle.
I'll tell you, early in the year, it was the only weakness on the team, and it was a huge one. It was pretty much a train wreck out there in the bullpen. I don't know if anyone has been able to find another season, another team that went out and made acquisitions. And all three guys instantly became their three most important relievers, Madsen and Doolittle and Kinsler. And we saw those guys in August, and they were lights out. It was scary how good they were. Having said that, if you look at the Cubs team, probably consistently from start to finish, with a few ebbs and flows, but not nearly as many as the starting rotation and the offense, I think the bullpen was consistently the best area on the ball club. And, well, the Cubs don't have names beyond Wade Davis to necessarily pop out at you. Brian Dunsing had a very good year. Mm-hmm. Carl Edwards Jr. is really coming into his own, and I think within 2 years will be probably the Cubs' closer, if not next year. It's going to probably come down to bullpens. It usually does, and your bullpen being able to handle the other team's offense tends to make the difference between a win and a loss in a playoff game. You really shorten games when you get to this point in the season, and that does in some way possibly mitigate the National starting staff. Dusty really worked them pretty hard in terms of their pitch counts this year. It'll be interesting to see if he continues to do that or if he makes it a 5 or 6 inning game with his starter and then goes to that bullpen late.
Which name will be that important guy outside of the core that we always talk about in that lineup? I want to get back to the lineup with Joe Maddon a little bit. A guy like maybe like John Jay or Tommy La Stella, who has shown you a propensity, especially with John Jay this season, to get dropped into that lineup and ignited at the top, or Tommy La Stella, who is just a professional hitter?
Estella's going to be your bench guy. I don't anticipate him getting a start, so he could have a big at-bat late in the game off the bench. But if I had to pick from the group of guys that I mentioned who could be in and out of the lineup, I think it's Schwarber. Mm-hmm. I think when Schwarber's at his best, he is a difference maker. And, he hit 30. He had a weird year, man. He hit, 212, 11? Mm-hmm. 30 homers, 59 knocked in, but his OPS was over 900 after he returned from Iowa. I have a feeling if Kyle can be the guy he was in the World Series last year, that is a huge difference maker in your lineup.
Did you see the Atlanta Braves thing, the whole story about it? Because I'm still trying to figure out exactly how this happened and what exactly happened with the resignation of general manager John Coppolella, because apparently he breached MLB rules regarding the international player market. And then as he exits, there's schadenfreude all across the baseball of people who apparently did not like this guy. What do you know about this situation and about him?
I have to claim ignorance on the story, Dan. With my off day today, I did see the headline, but I did not dig into the actual story. I don't know John well at all, and I'm not familiar, with any sort of issues that other people have had with him. Obviously, the Braves going into their new ballpark, trying to get younger in that transition mode, and it looked like he was going to be a part of this thing for a long time. But beyond that, you probably know more about it than I do.
I just imagine that would be a job much sought after, right? I
mean, the farm system is crazy.
You look at how they're stocked, and you could just tell you get in there and push a button.
Well, John Hart's running it there, and from John Schuerholz basically to John Hart, it's not the young kind of template in terms of someone running the baseball department. So it'll be interesting to see who they bring in and if they try to poach somebody from a club that is a little more forward thinking in terms of how they view players. And I don't know, I like what they're doing there. They like their young pitching. They've got a good farm system. The question is going to be, can they go out and spend a ton of money and supplement like the Cubs did? And if they can do that with their new ballpark, they will be reckoned with in the National League East.
Small sample size being considered and variance and all the things that we feel like, all the buzzwords that we have to throw out there for playoff, chicanery. What do you feel the best about with this team going into the playoffs? Is it the defense? Is it the starting pitching? Is it the offense that's been one of the best in Major League Baseball since August 1st? What right now would you hang your hat on if you're a Cubs fan?
I think two things, and the first one is one that it's hard to measure. But I do think previous postseason experience and success, it hasn't really been proven to help. But I just can't imagine it hurts. And I think getting over the hump last year, being able to come back in all three of their series, being able to come back in Game 4 in San Francisco, I feel like this is an offense that you can never completely count out. So that part of it I like. And I have to also tell you guys, I think underestimating John Lester, I think that has a little value. I think that his stock is low right now, but I think he's been pretty good here lately. And the last couple of starts of the regular season looked John Lester-like to me. As you guys know, he wears well over the course of time, and by the end of most postseasons, he ends up looking really good. I have a feeling that that John may have a really good run left in him here in October.
After the Cubs won, in the immediate aftermath, we talked about how you may not know it, but everything's different now. Right? And part of your identity of not having won the World Series is now gone. And we can say what we want. I know that executives and players, I believe them when they say every year is different, every roster is different, and every season is to be celebrated individually. But they're not. They are at a different place emotionally than fans are. I sense, and maybe it's just me, but in the conversations we've had, Len, anecdotally, and talking to people at the gym and talking to longtime Cubs fan friends, there's a sense of melancholy that's running through this a little bit. And it's for the first time, a genuine realization and awareness that you only get that first one once. And that whatever this is, and here we go again, and it looks the same, and it feels a little bit the same, and we're seeing the same things and getting ready for the same stuff. But I think just now it really is settling in that it just can never be the same, and that has people maybe a little wistful.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree that it's two parts. I think that you're right. It'll never quite be like the first one last year, and that's why that will always have a special place in Cubs fans' hearts for the rest of their lives. But I also think that the bedrock of being a Cub fan is that you're born into it. It's kind of part of your life, and I don't think that ever goes away. And so I do think that at Wrigley Field, even in D.C. and people watching on television, listening on the radio, all the wins and losses, the roller coaster ride, that stuff will continue to exist. Exactly how it has in the past. I just think in the aftermath, it may feel a little different than last year. And that's fine. I think that's natural. It's human nature. But I also think that internally in this clubhouse, there's a little chip on the shoulder in that they've been overlooked because of what happened in the first half and because the expectation was, of course, they're going to win the division. I think there's a realization and understanding in there that it's really hard to do. And it's both. It's, yes, we expected to do it, and we did it. But understanding that it's very difficult to do and that most teams who win the World Series don't do what the Cubs did this year. So what they've already accomplished is pretty impressive in my book, and I would hope that most Cub fans will look at it that way. Having said that, if they don't compete against the Nationals, it'll be a huge disappointment. I don't expect that to happen. I think it'll be a great series, and I would not count this team out.
Best moment for you this season?
The Russell 3-run homer and the comeback against the Cardinals in the clincher was pretty neat. Michael Wacha looked unhittable, and the fact that they put up 5 in the 7th in about 3 minutes in St. Louis of all places, that was a moment that stands out for me. Now, that might be recency bias on my part, so if I have to think about the big picture, I think the 6-0 road trip out of the All-Star break, Jose Quintana's acquisition, and the way he pitched in his Cub debut, that's a big highlight for me.
Ring day, maybe?
Ring day was pretty awesome. the second home game of the season going all the way back to April. And then Javier Baez's season in general.
That's what I was going to say. If I had to say...
I bought stock early, guys.
If I had to name like the 2017, rank some of these stories, then
it didn't stop from last year.
I know.
He just turned from the World Baseball Classic to this. He just hasn't stopped.
The Baez-ness of this season was remarkable.
Yes, and as JD said, even when he strikes out, it's exciting. I mean, everything he does has this flair to it, and I'll tell you, and I don't know how much you guys have been around Javier off the field. He is a sweet, soft-spoken, positive, just wonderful person to be around, and all of that swagger and that flair that comes out on the field, there's no question about it. But off the field, he in a weird way, he reminds me of some of the great enforcers in hockey. They're all like the sweetest human beings off the ice, but on the ice, they're vicious. Javi's just got this thing that he just turns it on, man, and it's so much fun to watch. But I really like him as a person, and I've been able to watch him grow up a bit as a big leaguer, and it's been a joy to watch.
How will you be involved this postseason, similar to last year? What's going on for you? What plans do you have?
I'll be working with Pat and Ron and Mark on radio, doing some pregame stuff and the fifth inning play-by-play, and I'll be in the dugout after the Cubs wins, and also a WGN-TV doing Cubs Nightly, 6:30 p.m.
Tonight,
and I'll be working with Dan Rohn. So nice. You guys can't get rid of me just yet.
Nah, we don't want to.
It must be hard. It must be hard to kind of have to
give up,
relinquish, a little, have to let it go a little bit, to not be presiding over everything but still involved. It's got to be a little tough.
It's just fun to be involved. It really is. I like being around it. I can let my fandom come out a little bit more, not being on the air the whole game, and just being around the radio guys has been wonderful. So I'll be in D.C., and I'll talk to you guys next week, obviously, from Chicago when game 3 or 4 will happen, and let's see if this can be another deep run.
Yeah, here's to a long playoff run. Thank you for everything you've done this season, Len. It's been fun.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
That is Len Casper, brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. It's been like a Bears Monday because of big Bears news.
And bad calls.
And we got a couple football guests coming up. Dan Pompey at the bottom of the hour, and then Rich Campbell of the Tribune at 5. So we're going to get very Bearsy with it in just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm still mad at you, though. Because you didn't do something this year that you do every single year.
I didn't do something this year.
Yeah. Get out of my league leaders. I thought maybe you'd pull it out at the end of the season here, but I don't want to, I don't want to put any segments upon you.
You could have done it.
That's your thing.
You could have said something.
That's your swag. Why would I do that?
Yeah, you know what, though?
You didn't do it this year.
Every time I checked, there wasn't a glaring name except for Avisail Garcia, and then he stayed there.
Yeah. Yeah, right. He never got out of the league leaders. I got you.
And usually you do it.
So if we look at some of these league leaders, right? There's nobody in some of these.
I usually use batting average because it's just sort of an old fashioned way of.
I mean, Bellinger did this stuff in the minors. So for people who are the nerdy baseball wonks, the prospect wonks out there, Cody Bellinger had this kind of power the last couple of trips in minor league baseball. But
yeah, but you start talking about if you run down your batting average in the National League,
41.
Of course he did.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Look at you're getting to see some of these young power hitters, hit that stride now.
How about this? No major league pitcher threw more than 220 innings.
What does that mean?
And that has never happened except in strike years.
Their propensity for people to get hurt this year?
It means pitch counts. It means trusting your hard-throwing
bullpens. This isn't the first year of pitch counts, though.
Yeah, but this is the first time that they've stuck with it. Maybe even if a guy's got a shutout going, you take him out and you go to your high-leverage bullpen.
Not my man, Johnny Black. Dusty's like, hey, don't look over here. You got 120 pitches. Knock that out. Johnny Black, man. I saw that news on Twitter. I'm like, no. Like, there's a part of me that's still like, come on, Dusty. not in front of company, man.
Dirty laundry. Right?
How am I supposed to know what the rest of the year is going to bring?
Come on, man. Everybody's watching. You got the squad. This is the team. Right. You and the Dodgers are the favorites. You got your pitching staff. You got your crazy-ass lineup. Just bring it home, fam. just land the plane. And then, hamstring injury. I thought somebody was, punking me on Twitter. Yeah. I thought it was a prank. But, old Johnny B. Johnny B.
That's my job. Is to help the rectum.
Well, that's because the rectum needs help.
Every day.
Yes, we are broadcasting from the Hyundai studios. You want a better car? Head to Hyundai. You want to hear about the Bears in the NFL? Listen for Dan Pompey next on The Score.
This is Kyle Hendricks. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. In this crazy NFL season where up is down and down is up, I have to admit, even I didn't see the Rams going on the road and beating Dallas. Todd Gurley said the Rams were going to, quote, whoop up on the Cowboys, and they did. Afterwards, he said, quote, we didn't quite whoop up on them, but we got the win. It's America's team. Everybody was watching, end quote. Everybody was watching, and he's right. That's not just another win. That was a statement. Sean McVay has got something working. One thing to beat the Colts in L.A., another to beat the Niners in the Bay, but beating the Cowboys in Dallas, that says something. They scored 35, and it lowered their average. I said it before, I'll say it once again. Do you remember when Mike Martz said that hiring Sean McVay made him want to, quote, puke? Neither do I, and neither should anybody else. I'm Jim Rome.
Owner-operator truck drivers, the industry is changing. The electronic logging device rule goes into effect December 18th. If you're not ready, it's time to make a change now. Schneider has used e-log since 2010, and owner-operators leasing their business on with Schneider get access to an in-cab communications device with an e-log. Plus, pick your own loads, routes, and revenue with Schneider's van or tanker choice programs. The choice is even clearer. Lease on now at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb, and that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes! Give me more of it!
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The head goes down, the crown of the helmet hits his head, and his neck snap. This is the definition of the play they're trying to get out of football.
Well,
oh my God, that's an illegal hit. Yes. There's people sending out tweets saying the guy should be banned for the season.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Truckers, the industry is changing. Schneider is ready. Are you? The electronic logging device rule goes into effect December 18th, and millions of drivers will be impacted. Don't get left behind. Schneider has used e-log since 2010. Also, automated transmissions are growing in popularity. Now over half of Schneider tractors are automated, and all new trucks will be automated. When the industry changes, it pays to be with an industry leader. Search all driving jobs in your zip code at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the season.
Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS, where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type that, stuff
that
right there.
Trestman-ish.
That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad. Yeah, we got,
right, starts from the top. It starts, you know, it starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era, when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Forget about it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
4:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves will feature multiple top NHL draft choices this upcoming season. Be there October 14th for the home opener as they defend their Central Division title. Tickets starting at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We begin with the news that the Bears made official on Twitter earlier today that Mitch Trubisky will replace Mike Glennon at quarterback 1 week from tonight against Minnesota. And John Fox will surely talk about the change on the Bears Coaches Show at 6:30 on our sister station WBBM. In pro basketball, Bulls top draft pick Lauri Markkanen will not play in the Bulls' first two preseason games. He's got back spasms, and that game, the first one, is against New Orleans tomorrow. And speaking of the Pelicans, their center and former Bull Omer Asik is being treated for Crohn's disease at the Mayo Clinic. In hockey, the Blackhawks have placed defenseman Michael Roosevelt on the long-term injured reserve list. Meanwhile, 45-year-old Jaromir Jagr has signed a one-year deal. He will play with the Calgary Flames. Breaking news on The Score, brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk, also the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Cubs. Our next game on The Score, Friday, when the Cubs take on the Nationals in the postseason. It begins with Mark Gordy's pregame show at 5:30, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Predictability is pretty cool, and when you're heading in or out of downtown Chicago, no one's more predictable than Metra. Discover how good it feels to fly by traffic and enjoy 96% on-time performance at metrorail.com.
It's football, mister.
Dan Pompey.
He is probably the most polarizing player that I can ever remember. He sometimes goes from savior to antichrist in the same series.
Covering the NFL for over 30 years.
This offense probably needs to run through Jordan Howard. You find ways to make Tariq Cohen effective, and you sprinkle him in here and there.
Writer for Bleacher Report, 670thescore.com, and The Athletic.
Trubisky is going to make his debut against the Minnesota Vikings on that Monday night after you get past the Steelers, after you get past the Packers on a short week.
Pro Football Hall of Fame writer.
Not just taking what a source or what a team wants to give you, but digging beyond that.
Dan Pompey with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Dan Pompey joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You can read his work at TheAthletic.com and on Bleacher Report and at 670thescore.com. You hear him on the 670 Bears pregame show, and you can follow him on Twitter at Dan Pompey. Well, Dan, the other shoe has dropped. The horrible Mike Glennon experience is finally over. the Bears have elevated Mitch Trubisky. From what you understand, do we know anything about the actual inner workings of how and why and when the decision got made?
Well, I think it was kind of a 2x4 over the head, right?
I guess.
was there even a decision to be made? I think the interesting thing, Dan, is I guess how this whole thing, if you go back, how they wanted it to play out was that they wanted to promote Trubisky at the right time for Trubisky and his development and kind of make it about him. But ultimately, and I mean, that's the way to do it. That's the way you're supposed to do it. But ultimately, that didn't happen because it became all about Mike Glennon and his inability to inspire confidence and lead the offense efficiently against opponents that, even any kind of opponent, I think, after a while, the team seemed to lose confidence in him for good reason, and a change needed to be made. So I think, really, to me, the only decision that John Fox was left with was, do we go with Mitch Trubisky or do we go with Mark Sanchez? And since Mitch Trubisky did play well in preseason, did play well in training camp, and apparently has played well in practice from everything that I've been told, has impressed everyone, has continued to make progress week in, week out, they felt like now is the time. And I think it really helps that, they're four games into the season, they're past the roughest stretch they think was the roughest stretch of the year, and they've got a little bit of a break here, so they've got some extra practice time and extra preparation time for Trubisky.
All right, when you insert the new star or the hopeful star into the lineup, into the offensive machine that you're trying to run, who do you evaluate and how do you evaluate them going forward? Will the wide receivers get that evaluation period where, okay, this is the guy that can play with him, this is the guy who can't play with him? Kendall Wright got more targets than I thought he would, and he fared okay. Dowell Loggins, how will his evaluation process go? Like, what happens now? Who's the microscope on now that Mitchell Trubisky is your quarterback?
Well, I think you hope that Mitch reflects well on everyone, right? You hope that his passing ability makes the receivers better. You hope that he can throw them open a little bit. You hope that his versatility, his ability to escape pressure, helps the offensive linemen. You hope that it makes Dowell Loggins a better play caller, that he doesn't have to worry about a quarterback who, is going to be indecisive in the pocket and might hold on to the ball too long, turn over the ball too many times, and even the running game. You hope that if there is a threat of passing, that Jordan Howard becomes more effective because you're able to back the safety off. But ultimately, this is about evaluating Trubisky. It's really, nothing else matters. He is the alpha and the omega of the Bears season. And, if he performs well, everything's going to be, I think, looking up in the future. And if he performs poorly, it's going to be a disappointment.
Loggins has a critical decision to make, and that is whether or not to take the stance of saying, look, Mitch, we're going to tailor this to your strengths. We are going to try to win games. We are going to see what you do well and maybe pare it down, maybe make it a little easier for you. Or he could say, hey, we're just going to throw you in. You know the playbook. This is everything that we do, and we are going to task you with being the full-blown quarterback and not spoon-feed this to you. Is there a right or wrong way, or is that something that I'm painting in a binary fashion that might not be true?
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I really think that what needs to be done is you need to take a look first at what Trubisky does well, the things that are different in his skill set from Mike Glennon's skill set, and try to highlight those things. And then I think you also do need to kind of spoon feed him a little bit and make him comfortable, try to see if you could get him to gain confidence with each passing series, each passing game. And I think, if you throw too much at him, you could, he's any rookie quarterback, I think it's a threat to overwhelm him, even if the offensive coordinator doesn't overwhelm him. He can be overwhelmed by the defense and the situation, the speed of the game. So the last thing you want to do is have the offensive coordinator work against the young quarterback as well. You want to be able to bring out the best in him. And I think, you need a smart game plan in order to do that.
The guy that I wanted before I saw Mitchell Trubisky in the preseason and probably after as well, Deshaun Watson fared pretty well yesterday, putting 57 points on the Tennessee Titans. Bill O'Brien is a different kind of guy. He's been around some pretty damn good quarterbacks, and he's made some average ones look pretty good as well. What do you think the ceiling is for Deshaun Watson after seeing him perform on a nationally televised stage and also yesterday against the Titans at home?
Well, you know, the thing about Watson is that he's just kind of got that it factor, right? That's what made him special at Clemson. He's a good leader. He seems to be able to make big plays at opportune times, and he just kind of has a feel for what's happening with the defense, where the holes are on offense, and how he can take the other team's heart out. And, he's just the kid's a winner. And, it's very early in his NFL career. I don't think we can really judge what he's going to end up being yet, but certainly the early results are promising. And, you know, it's interesting. Their situation in Houston was a little like this one here, where you had a veteran quarterback at the start who the team really thought was their best option, and they wanted the young quarterback to sit for a while. But it became very evident very quickly, more so than in Chicago, that Watson was the guy who had to be in there ahead of Tom Savage. And now the Bears are in the same situation with Trubisky ahead of Glennon.
As Jason broadens it to look at the total NFL, which teams right now are you still not sure of? There's so many odd-looking records, and maybe trying to figure out what not to believe and what to believe. As far as upside, downside, teams better than you thought, worse than you thought, what are your biggest question marks now about what to trust after the first four games?
Dan, there are 32 teams I'm not sure of right now.
Oh, no, that's completely fair. And I know that sounds hyperbolic, but it's probably not.
Yeah, I think it's just really been a crazy year. Let's look at the New York Jets have the same record as the New England Patriots. I think a lot of the things that we thought were sure things, both on the the good side, the teams that we thought were good, and the teams we thought were bad are not necessarily playing out like we thought so at all. Now, I still think over time some of these things are going to correct themselves, and you're going to see teams like the Packers rise up and become more consistent. But so far, it really, it's been one surprise after another. I think, yeah, one undefeated team in the league right now, and they're playing tonight, right? I don't think the Chiefs are the only undefeated team.
Yes, they are.
And and on the flip side, you've got I think the Chargers and the Giants and the 49ers and the Browns are the only teams without a win. Those teams are starting to look like they're going to be pretty bad, although I still think the Chargers, I'm shocked every week when they lose, because it seems like, they've been in so many tough games and lost some crazy games. But, so many teams just are different from what we thought. Look at the Raiders. They're 2-2. Mm-hmm. Everyone thought they were going to be a very good team.
And now Derek Carr has got a back injury, too.
That's right. Steelers losing to the Bears. The Seahawks are certainly not the teams people thought they were, have not been up to this point. I think it's going to be really interesting to see the second quarter of the season and see if some of these teams correct themselves. How about the LA Rams sitting there at 3-1? That's what makes the NFL great, though, right? That's why we like to watch, because we can't predict it, and there's so many good surprises.
How about the Dolphins? This is the perfect fit. Jay Cutler and Adam Gase are those wide receiving targets, and Jay Ajayi, and they're brutal. They couldn't score on the Saints' defense.
I don't understand it. And, if even beyond Cutler, they have a pretty good offense there. They've got good weapons. They've got good running game, good offensive line and a good tight end. And you just expect them. And you've got Adam Gase, right, running the whole thing. So, you know, that's one I think I'm going to be a little surprised if the Dolphins' offense remains in the kind of funk that it's in. I don't know if some of that is just growing pains because Cutler coming in there late and them not being in sync. Certainly there was some of that. You could see that yesterday, right, where people were yelling at each other and all that kind of thing. But then again, it is Jay Cutler, so we'll see.
Dan, thank you for your time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you, Jason.
That is Dan Pompey, brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149.
Why is Steve from Bellwood still on hold?
I don't think he is.
Yeah, you think, see, if, you think he, everything's okay with him? See, talked to him almost an hour ago, and he's been on hold since. He had the 0-2-1-1 scenario down pat for us.
Do you
us.
Think he's still there? I bet he's not.
How much? Gentleman's bet. Dollar.
You think he's...
And Dan loves betting today.
He really does. He's Swaggy V all of a sudden. Like, Parkins
sits in the chair, I think. I gotta switch this chair out. So it is.
It's seeping into your board.
I'm getting gambly. It's really strange.
So, no, go ahead.
So you want me to push a button because you think he's still there?
I think he is.
I don't. Okay. Steve, are you there? Somebody's there.
Yeah.
The line is still up. Oh, he's got us on speaker.
He's walking around his house with the score on hold. Is he in a bunker? Is he with Park Forest Bunker?
Something. Yeah, this is
so
odd.
So who wins this bet here, by the way? I'll leave it up to the Texas, okay. 670-11. Who wins this bet?
The line because is up for an
still,
hour.
He's still there.
Yeah, is this Steve in Bellwood?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Oh, it's Tanny. Oh, it's Tanny. Hello game, he got us.
He did get us. But who wins this, though? Because...
Is this legal? Right now, because if he was on hold, and I punch him up, but
so, all right, now get rid of it now. Because
I don't know, maybe something will happen. Sport.
Fun things go to his lap to die.
Well, so I'm just making sure I don't get in trouble.
Yeah, all right.
No, publicly traded corporation.
He was there.
You got to do the right thing.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, you had a few months. He was there.
Still a publicly traded corporation.
I know, but you know,
different things happen. That's all.
All we're doing is getting ready for the podcast and satellite.
Have we checked in on the Tom Petty situation?
What do you know? That's not for me to check in on. That's your guy. You killed
because
him earlier.
He was alive, and you then he was dead, and then he was the alive thing. Again.
So the gun people, the Tom Petty people, the American League sucks people, those are the people that have gotten mad at us today. And for whatever reason, the media sucks people are also here to talk to us because this is why the media, you get things wrong all the time. This is why I can't believe in the media.
Okay.
Right. Why are you so angry today?
I don't know.
Like, very sad stuff happened this morning / last night in this country. So I can understand why you'd be sad or, you know, a little downtrodden. But the anger today, as if the Bears ruined your Sunday. Like, the Bears didn't play. There's no reason for you to be upset. It's 80 degrees. The world is coming to an end because, you know, I'm spraying aerosol cans into the sky for years has finally caught up. Dude, it's October 1st, and it was 81 degrees today in certain places. 81! Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be 84 tomorrow.
I know.
And I love people, oh my God, I'll take this over the cold weather. No, bring the cold. This way I know that the world isn't going to end soon.
The world's going to end soon.
It is. My guy just got here. Give it a few years for him at least. Let him get his first, you know.
Just, you know, get him some tank tops and some shorts and some flip-flops and a pitcher of margaritas.
I have to cover this kid with, like, SPF 9000 for the rest of his life.
He's not going to have to wear sunscreen. Do you wear sunscreen?
We throw sunscreen on him when he goes outside. The baby?
Well, he's lighter than you are.
No, he isn't. No, we're the exact same shade. We're both a little bit darker than Nicole.
It might be the pictures then that you'd give.
But dude, you put sunscreen on babies when you're outside in the sun for too long. Am I wrong?
I just didn't know based on skin tone how you calculate SPF or what you have to
do. Black kids can't get cancer? What's going on right now?
I don't know, but like burning. Do you sunburn?
Now we get to look into where that one step money is really going.
No, I'm asking.
It's like a group of black kids that haven't been taken care of because of Dan.
Wait a second, we have to redo the bylaws. No, do you get sunburned?
I've never sunburned before, but I don't want you
not taking any chances.
Yeah,
right.
we walk around a lot, you know. So we'll park right here Millennium Park and then take the baby out in the stroller.
But you wouldn't be able to know if he got too much sun, would you?
I mean he tans.
But
tannies.
That's different.
I wonder what tannying would be other than watching minor league, you know, White Sox baseball.
And he gets a giant Tupperware container of salmon.
Don't you do it. Danny.
I know.
He does not like when people references his lunch or talks about any of his food.
I know there's a little census, but I'm so impressed.
That smile went away.
I'm impressed with the ability to eat a Thanksgiving dinner for every lunch and function.
See, now we're playing it up for radio, exaggerating a bit for the folks out there.
This is one bit that Tanny's not going to go with. Tanny will make a fool out of me for 3 hours straight. He will put together the
protein, a side of veggies, and a starch. If that's Thanksgiving, folks, then so be it.
You found Tanny's button. All you 83 Nation goobers out there that are looking for something else to do, jump on the Tanny's lunch train. Hashtag
people
Tanny's
over the world.
If it was just an on-air thing, I could deal with it. But it's a real life thing that happens outside the show.
You guys have to see this. I see Tanny avoid everyone like the plague when it's time to go heat his lunch.
I'm trying to get Doug to put a microwave in the studio over there.
Because he doesn't want people asking him about his lunch.
Well, it's always something interesting. It's never like a Lunchables or something. It's like a homemade Greek chicken.
I did it one time, and I saw his face, and I never did it again.
Seriously, carnitas.
He goes in.
It's a thing.
Yeah, he goes in. He's usually from the leftovers from the night before because he's like a master chef and a master debater.
You should be proud.
There's Dan doing that Dan thing again.
I'm trying to tell him
to stop. He tries to backsell
it. I'm trying to tell him to stop, Dan. Dan, don't do it. Don't do it. And please, whatever you do, don't tweet Tanny, hashtag Tanny's lunch at all. Because he will block you.
Now who's the bad guy?
Well, Tanny's been taking a lot of shots. I thought we were cool. And Tanny showed me that we weren't probably about 4 or 5 months ago. He was piling on. You know, I'm sensitive. He doesn't know that.
What was the subject?
I don't know. Just Tanny, we don't vibe like we used to. He used to come through, you know, play a little Madden. Yeah, some pulled pork for me.
And conservative brand of winning.
There it is. He punt on fourth down and playing Madden. All right, we got to get up out of here. We're going to talk to Rich Campbell at the top of the hour. More Bearsness for you. Mitchell Trubisky is your starter.
Love it.
Can you smell it? Can you taste it? It's the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Lunch machine.
Right here on 670 The Score.
The Bears have named rookie second overall draft pick Mitch Trubisky as the starting Bears QB versus the Vikings.
Playing quarterback, it's the best thing in the world to me, and I just felt like it was what I was meant to do.
Keep it here for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Owner-operator truck drivers, the industry is changing. The electronic logging device rule goes into effect December 18th. If you're not ready, it's time to make a change now. Schneider has used e-log since 2010, and owner-operators leasing their business on with Schneider get access to an in-cab communications device with an e-log. Plus, pick your own loads, routes, and revenue with Schneider's van or tanker choice programs. The choice is even clearer. Lease on now at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
CBS Monday.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I. Monday, only CBS.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The head goes down, the crown of the helmet hits his head, and his neck snap. This is the definition of the play they're trying to get out of football.
Well, you know,
like, oh my God, that's an illegal hit. Yes. There's people sending out tweets saying the guy should be banned for the season.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. Rich Campbell at the top of the hour. We're going to talk a little Bears football. Yeah, come out, guys.
Great.
Come
yeah, stop being mean.
Yeah.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
It is. What is you doing? We're going to talk to Rich top of the hour. Stop it right now. Don't go on Twitter and mess around because Tammy will block
you. You guys on different Twitter? The ones that I see aren't particularly great.
They're kind of funny. They're kind of funny, Tanny. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And right now, the listeners have the gun.
I didn't know it's a block party.
I didn't know
that. That's exactly what he's going to do.
I didn't know the Brandon McCaffrey aspect of this. Oh, he antagonizes it by yelling, what are you having for lunch?
Yeah, as soon as he sees you out there, because he knows you're going to get into the culinary discussion, and that's the last thing that Teddy wants to have with
you. Wait, all Teddy,
any discussion, to be honest.
It's always so casual about it. Yeah. It's something like,
it's a whole smoked lake trout I make of myself.
Right. It trails off. He's like, God, I hate talking to everyone here. I hate everyone. And I'm like, Teddy, I hate everyone too. I'm forced to talk to them.
It's nothing. It's just a turducken. We always make turducken.
Teddy's lunches are delightful. They make me feel bad when I come in and I'm like, all right, well, two bags of M&M's and a Reese's peanut butter cup it is.
I've got pork rinds and peanuts.
So Tanny is the man when it comes to that, and this entire segment will be scrubbed and washed from the podcast.
No, yeah. This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
This is from the 630. Chris is Blue Apron. There it is. Yo. When you think about it, I mean, Tanny's got his own ingredients and He's cooking for the fam. Tanny is a man's man when you think about it. All He's a beer guy. He cooks everything in
White
the crib.
White
Sox. Right, he's a White Sox guy. Yeah, I don't want to be Tanny when I grow up.
We have Rich Campbell next, talking Bears on the Score.
It's Cubs and Nationals in the NLDS. Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Parkins Show, 9 a.m. to 1. We're covering all the stories, all the drama, and analyzing every game of the postseason. Plus, listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every playoff game here.
Game 1, Friday.